Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, November 3rd, 2016, 1:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are having a celebration of the Chicago Cubs, who after 108 years last night did the unthinkable. They won the World Series. Holy mackerel. No, not holy mackerel. Holy cow. If you'd like to call in and share your thoughts, please feel free to do so. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I certainly do know that we are in Ohio, and a lot of people are Cleveland Indians fans, so I certainly do want to say that the Indians played a heck of a game. Holy moly, did the Indians play a game. It was... I don't even know what to say how well the Indians played. When they came back and tied it up in the eighth, I thought it was all downhill from there. But it wasn't. The game went into extra innings. We had a rain delay. And in the tenth, the Cubs won it. And here is how it happened. Take a listen. The Chicago Cubs winning the World Series last night.
Numbers during the regular year, he did hit one home run. He's the winning run at the plate, and you've got a base dealer at first in Rajay Davis.
Decent move out of Montgomery, not a good arm, Montero. Curveball delight, look for the ball in the dirt, and if you think you've got the opportunity, steal a bag, because the odds of getting multiple hits here with two outs, although the Indians have done it before.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
And that is how it happened. That's how the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. Now, something I thought we would do again, anybody can call in and share their thoughts on the Indians, the game, the Cubs, anything. 740-383-9944. This hour is your hour. 740-383-9944. Just give us a call and we'll get you up on the air. But I thought we'd also do some Chicago Cubs trivia, because wouldn't that be fun? And wouldn't that be apropos on a day like this? So let me see if I can find some good Chicago Cubs trivia here in this book that I have, and we will certainly do that. And we have some great prizes. We have To Die For cupcakes. We have gift certificates to Pop Sensations. We have Hemerly's flowers. We have Columbus Zoo tickets. We have gifts to CRT, packages put together, cups and things of that nature. Okay, here's a good trivia question for you out there. The team that is now known as the Cubs has undergone a great number of name changes. What was the very first name of this old franchise? What was the first name of the Chicago Cubs? And you can pick your prize here. Like I said, we have bowling games to Buckeye Lanes. We have To Die For cupcakes. We have CRT packages here in t-shirts with cups and notepads and pens. We have Columbus Zoo tickets. We have Hemerly's flowers. We have Pop Sensations gift certificates for a big bag of popcorn, and you do get a big bag of popcorn for that. So what was the first name of the Chicago Cubs? What was the first team name? They were not originally known as the Chicago Cubs. What were they originally known as? 740-383-9944. And I'm going to toss another one at you. because I figure we'll have two questions going here at the same time. The other question is that, they, of course, the curse of the goat came to an end last night. The curse of the goat, which was the curse that the Chicago Cubs would never play and or win another World Series game. That is gone. But here's the question. What was the name of the cursed goat? The goat had a name. What was the name of the cursed goat that held the Chicago Cubs up for 108 years? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. So the two questions table, pick your prize, is what was the very first name of the Chicago Cubs team? And or you can tell me, what was the name of the cursed goat that led to the great curse of the goat? Now, something I did want to do this hour. We had a group of kids from River Valley because of, I think it had to do with things going on in the world, and they were given a project, the topic being racism. And they recorded a 2-minute radio program on the subject of racism. And I wanted to play that for you right now. So here are the kids from River Valley.
Racism is a belief that race determines who you are.
We have a website that is, the URL is BLUCHENE23. That's spelled is BLUCHENE23. Wixsite, that is spelled WIXSITE.com/racism. Racism is spelled RACISM.
I'm going to tell a racism story. One day, Romaine and his family were at the Blues Fest and they went to go get food. After they paid for their food, they went to go find a table to go sit down. They watched a white family get up and sit down with another white family, which they didn't know. After a black family sat down with them, Romaine decided to go sit down with them. Also, they all talked and had a good time.
Here are some facts about racism. There are more than 2 million people in the African American community that are double. And here's another fact. During World War II, Chinese Americans were not given the opportunity to be a good pilot because they thought their slanted eyes did not provide good vision.
Another fact is, in the U.S., African Americans make up only 13% of the population. And then another fact is, studies show that police are more likely to pull over blacks and Latinos than whites. These facts are found from the websites dosomething.org and www.buzzle.com.
Thank you. This was produced by River Valley Middle School students Ben Lucien,
Araya Schultz,
Cannon Messenger,
Savannah McDaniels,
and McCall Said.
So we certainly thank the kids out at River Valley for that. Some budding young, maybe radio stars there. You never can tell. What a great job they did with that program on racism. 740-383-9944 is the question. We have many prizes here. Gifts to CRT, To Die For Cupcakes, Hemmerly's Flowers, which you can go pick out. Bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, which turns 90 years old this year. Columbus Zoo tickets. The zoo lights are just around the corner. Bags of popcorn to Pop Sensations. And it's Chicago Cubs trivia. The two questions on the table right now are, what was the original name of the Chicago Cubs? What was the original name of the Chicago Cubs? Or you can tell me, what was the name of the goat from The Curse of the Billy Goat? What was the name of the goat? The Cubs had the curse of the Billy Goat for 108 years. What was the name of the Billy Goat? 740-383-9944. Be the first to answer, and you can pick your prize. You can answer either one of those questions. 740-383-9944. And as we wait on that, we are going to play the song. We're going to do it once an hour today. because the Cubs have won the World Series. We did it once last hour, so here it is again this hour. Go Cubs, go. And the Chicago Cubs certainly did go last night, capturing the World Series after 108 years in seven games in the World Series. After losing a lead in the bottom of the eighth, extra innings, a rain delay, the Chicago Cubs have become the World Series champion after 108 years, and there's certainly a lady we could not do this celebratory show today without. She is the wife of just one of the most iconic broadcasters in Chicago Cubs history, if not the most iconic, and maybe the most iconic broadcaster in the history of WGN. I'm sure he is and was. That, of course, is Jack Brickhouse, and we, of course, are joined by his wife, Pat Brickhouse. Pat, it finally happened.
I have only two words to say, Scott. I'm hoarse already. Hey, hey!
Oh, my goodness, Pat. When you were watching the game last night, what'd you think? It had to be every emotion in the world.
Oh, my heavens. I mean, you know, here's how to get a heart attack very quickly. And I thought, oh, gosh, not again. It can't be. and they did it. I mean, I don't think it's sunk in. I've heard from people from Chicago. I don't think it's sunk in. Everyone knows. They can't believe it really, really happened. And I don't know. Like I said to you in one of our interviews previously, maybe they're going to shut the city down because I think everyone must have crawled in to work sick today.
You know, Pat, it only could be this way. 108 years... They're down by two games, 3-1. They come back, they tie it up, they go to game seven. Somebody's going to win last night. They get a great lead going. Then in the bottom of the eighth, They lose the lead. It's all tied up. The rain comes in. We go into extra innings, but they pull it off.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, oh, my God, they blew it again, you know?
These
kids are phenomenal. They just don't quit. They don't give up.
Well, Pat, you said it early on. You said, don't break our hearts again. When the eighth inning happened, the bottom of the eighth, when the Indians tied it up, what were you thinking?
Here we go again. I don't know, you know, how to get a heart attack, but I thought, oh, not again. It can't be, really. And the whole city is up for grabs. I can imagine that parade that's going to be held, I don't know when yet, probably in a couple of days, will be phenomenal. Something like the city probably never has seen before, nor will they again. I mean, when you look at the history of what they've accomplished after all these years, and here's the team, I mean, they showed Theo Epstein, who put the team together, in his comments, and he said, give me 5 years to build a team. God bless him. He did.
Absolutely.
To his word. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do want to go to a little clip here. We have a little clip of something Jack Brickhouse said many, many years ago, and it's certainly apropos today. So hold the line here for a second. Let's go to a little shot of legendary Cubs broadcaster Jack Brickhouse.
Covered. The tape's still fresh.
This one guy said to me, I'm a Cub fan. I'm a third generation. Been Cub fans since 1908, the last time. We know the last time the Cubs won a World Series was 1908. But any team can have a bad century.
Any team can have a bad century. Pat, the century, it happened, but it's over now.
Yeah, well, I was there when it was at end of the 70s. And at the end of every season, the fans would stop him and say, Mr. Brickhouse, how are the Cubs going to do next year? And Jack, in his proverbial optimism, would say, oh, they'll be a little better. So finally he turned to me and he said, you know what? I got to come up with a better line than that in the next season. Now, bear in mind, this was like 79. He came up with that anyone could have a bad century. Little did he realize in his wildest dreams that would come to fruition. Never thought it would. But it did. It went overboard.
What?
5 years. But no more.
No. What? That being said, Pat, you married this man. You were there when he made that quote. You were there, sadly, in 98 when he left us. What are you thinking about him today?
Oh, I don't know whether I'm superstitious or not, but I treasure his Hall of Fame ring when he went into Baseball Hall of Fame. And I was wearing that for good luck. I'm going to wear it today, too, just to make myself a believer. I think everyone is they're saying, did this really happen? You know, it's like, yeah, it did. And it's all hard for us to believe, but we will.
We will.
We know we will. And I think that they have this team for several years to come. They'll be in contention.
Absolutely. But I think this is the moment, because hopefully it won't be another 108 years. I think this is the one.
Oh, no. This is the beginning, a new beginning. And they'll go on from here, I think, for many years to come, or they'll at least be in contention and they'll win another one or two.
And somewhere today, in my mind's eye, somewhere gathered are Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, and Ernie Banks.
Oh yeah, they all got together and said, we got to do it, guys. And I'm sure that they had an influence in it. I'd like to think so.
So would I. Pat, I thank you so much coming on today. I can tell you had a fun time last night, and I thank you for every time you came on. Where were you when the game was won? Where were you?
Oh, I was at home. I was in Arizona, where I now live, and watching on the television. And I almost fainted. I really did. I'm glad I was at home. And my husband had to kind of hang in there, girl. Like, yeah, no, it isn't real. No, we couldn't believe it, but they did it.
They did it.
Yep, and we won't wait another 108 years.
No, we won't. Pat Brickhouse, like I say, your kindnesses are always much appreciated, and certainly through this, couldn't have done the show today without having you on. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, and keep in touch, Scott.
Stay well, Pat. Okay.
All right, dear.
Bye-bye. Pat Brickhouse, wife of legendary Cubs broadcaster Jack Brickhouse. We're so glad she was able to call in today. Now, we do have two trivia. My voice is starting to go. Trivia questions out there. Cubs trivia today, folks. You can win to die for cupcakes. You can win things from CRT, cups, T-shirts, notepads. You can win gift certificates to Pop Sensations, and that's a big bag of popcorn, Buckeye Lanes, bowling games, and all you have to do is tell me what was the first name of the Chicago Cubs. What was the first team name? It was not the Cubs. What was the first team name of the Chicago Cubs? Or tell me the name of the goat, the curse of the goat that went on for 108 years and ended last night. What was the name of the goat? 740-383-9944. Or if you just want to comment on the game or how well the Indians played or the Cubs played or one of the best World Series in the history of World Series, that's what all the newspapers are saying today, give us a call. 740-383-9944. We have one more Cubs song we want to get in today, so stay tuned. Here it comes.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field, our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue. Give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs. With the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy and the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score. In a world full of greed, I could never want more. Someday we'll go all the way. Yeah. To the man and the unknown, teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand and united we'll fall. Down to our knees the day we win it all. Yeah, our name ain't said, oh, let's play too. Or did it mean 200 years? In the same ballpark, a diamond our jewel. Of our joy and our tears, keeping traditions and wishes made new. A place where our grandfathers, fathers, they grew. A spiritual feeling I ever knew. And if you ain't been, I am sorry for you. When the day comes for that last winning run, and I'm crying and covered in beer, I look to the sky and know I was right to think someday we'll go out.
and as we all learned, someday became about 1 a.m. on Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. My goodness, what a time it has been. That is certainly amazing. Telephone number 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on this, 740-383-9944. We certainly would want to hear from you and think, what did you think of the World Series? Maybe everybody's still in bed, because it was certainly one of the most amazing, exciting games you will ever want to see, without question. My goodness, what fun it was, that's for sure. Let's take the phone call here. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
There were no losers last night. They both had a great season, and it's only been 68 years since Cleveland won a World Series. I was 2 years old at that time. So the Cubs deserved it.
Now, do you think anybody, I mean, I understand there's a letdown when the team loses, but do you think there's any kind of a lost feeling for the Indians today?
Oh, heavens no. Heavens no. Because the Indians always said, wait till next year.
Yeah, they do. And they have a great team. They have an amazing team. And I think that's what will help them. Thank you for calling in. Again, the telephone line is open, 740-383-9944. There were no losers last night, and that is the best way to put it, in my opinion, as well. It was just an amazing game. Did anybody stay up and watch that game last night? 740-383-9944, because it was one for the books. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Congratulations, your team did it.
Finally. It only took 100 years.
I don't know the answer to your trivia, but I have one for you. Who was the manager in 1908?
Well, that's a good question. I don't remember the manager. Didn't Larry Merchant say it earlier?
Well, he was a part of a poem-type thing that went on for the Cubs at that time.
I cannot think of who it would have been.
Frank Chance, their first baseman.
Oh, that's right. He was a player manager.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember that now.
Hey, I tell you, it's a very dramatic thing. My son lives in San Antonio, and there's about a 15 to 20 second gap between what I see and he sees. So he was going to kid me. It was in the eighth inning, and he calls up and he says, "Oh, so just got a hit." I said, "Yeah, just saw it," and he was kidding me because he hadn't seen it, and he just made a guess that somebody got a hit. So anyway, the game is going on, and the guy gets a double off Chapman, and I said, "Oh, whoa!" He says, "Well, I haven't seen it yet. Let me watch." I said, "Oh man!" And then Davis hits the home run. I says, "You're gonna have to brace yourself for this one."
You know, could it have been any more dramatic?
Oh, wow.
But
then something really dramatic happened for me then. Okay, it's the ninth inning, the ninth inning. All of a sudden, my damn television, I don't have any broadcast.
Me too, Time Warner Cable. I talked to about three other people today. Who knows? Everybody who had Time Warner, I guess.
Yeah.
The storm blew it out in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, and then I got it back again. So I called Time Warner, and I said, "Oh, you know, nothing's wrong," and all that, of course. And I tried several times from downstairs, my upstairs. I didn't have anything. And so finally they got it back on just as the bottom of the tenth was coming about.
And then we had
the top of the day.
And then we had the rain delay. And as I said to Larry Merchant,
oh yeah,
I mean, like I say, first of all, to get to the World Series, then you go set. You're two games down. Then you make that up. Then you go to the seventh game. Then you go to the eighth inning, and they tie it up, and it's a high scoring game. Then you go to extra innings. Then there's a rain delay. I mean, could not. And then in the final inning, we haven't talked about this, the Cubs did go up to 8 from 6 to 8 after it was tied. But the Indians did get up to 7 in the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, and they had the winning run at the plate.
Oh, my God. It was one of those games I don't think we're ever to see the like. The drama behind the Cubs and the Indians was big, and you topple all that on top of it.
His very remnants of the sixth game of the 75.
Yes.
With Carlton Fisk getting the home run and all that. Very much like that game. You know, you couldn't tell from one minute to the other, oh, this team has it now. Oh, no, they're behind. You know, it was quite a show.
Well, I tell you, I was depressed when in the bottom of the eighth because, oh, they blew it because they don't have a lot of good pitching left. But what I did notice, and it was the rain delay, when the rain delay happened, I saw Madden, who's the Cubs manager, for people who don't know, immediately take his team over to the side and take them in the locker room. The Indians, I don't know if they did that. They seemed like they were still out there kind of scattered, and I kind of felt like something was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. They're giving a lot of that to the pep talk that went on right there. You never know, but then I don't know why the Indians loaded the bases in extra innings. I understand that early in a game, but I didn't understand that. Two forced walks? I understand they're good hitters, but
yeah,
boy.
I think he was just more afraid of the guy coming up.
Well, he should.
Oh, when they loaded the second time it was a matter that, that's your best chance for a double play.
That will be the error that, you can look at several things, and the Cubs did have the best record in baseball, but I think if you want to point to something, not that the Cubs wouldn't have won anyway, because there was no home runs, that would be the decision I think you'd probably point to.
Yeah, well, on the season, really, the first baseman was more of a Zobrist.
Yeah.
Now, I was trying to remember, did he get a winning hit in the Royals game the year before?
I don't think he did. I don't recall that. I just know that it was something to behold last night, that's for certain.
Yeah, that was great.
It was, and in the celebration.
And it's one of those, no matter who won, you feel good about them, and the one that lost, well, you put up a good fight.
Oh, you must. And
I wonder why it would have been, one of those what ifs, if the second and third best pitchers for the Indians were available. That would have changed it, I think.
And I also wonder if Madden had not went through the lineup so fast on his pitchers. I don't know what that was last night. But that's how it all boils down in the end. And
yeah.
Cubs fans are certainly happy today, and I thank you for calling in.
And it's nice to talk about baseball.
Certainly. And you know what? Hillary's a Chicago girl.
Oh, you just had to bring her name up.
No, you know what's funny? The first picture I saw last night after the game was over, because Harry Carey, in the history of his 17 years with the Chicago Cubs, only let, this would be a good trivia question, only let two people ever in the booth sing the song with him. He let a lot of people in the booth, but only two people did he ever let actually sing it with him. Do you know the two?
No.
Bob Costas and Hillary Clinton.
I really relate more to Carey from when I was younger.
The Cardinals.
When he was St. Louis.
Yeah. But you know.
And because in Richmond, we would go over to my grandmother's and everyone would be playing cards and stuff. And me and one of my brothers would sit in the car and we'd listen to the St. Louis broadcast. Oh, I got another question for you.
Go ahead.
Brickhouse. And again, we listen to a lot of Cubs games there too in the afternoon when we go over to our barbers. Was he the one that used to say, it's a beautiful day in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He had a partner that was very, I can't remember his name.
Well, he had Lou Boudreau, he had Milo Hamilton. He had a lot with him over the years.
Yeah, I don't think it was either of them. But anyway, he'd say, well, now it's raining a little bit, turning to snow, but it is a beautiful day in Chicago. Always well, enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Well, hey, go Cubs, and thank you for calling in.
Well, not next year now.
Oh, that's next year the Indians can slip one in.
Well, it'd be nice if it's an Ohio team.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind the Reds. I'd take the Reds.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Two trivia questions still out there again. What was the name of the goat that was the curse of the goat? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the other trivia question is, what was the Chicago Cubs' first name before they were the Cubs? They had a name. You can win a prize. 740-383-9944. Sean Kraft just joined me in studio. We're going to come to him in a moment, but because we've mentioned Harry Carey, on this day you can't get by without hearing this from the legendary man himself. This was actually the last time Harry ever sang it. This was from September 21st, 1997, the last time Harry ever did this at Wrigley Field. Here we go.
This is the last time this year, so let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the
Hey, the one and only Harry Carey back from 1997. And as I said, Sean Kraft joins us in studio here today. Well, you were wrong. Let's just start out that way. Because today is the day that all Cubs fans gloat. You were wrong.
Well, I mean, you know, it was
Hold on.
Just
say you were wrong. Oh, we got to add Harry back in there for a second. Okay.
It was a close game.
Oh, of course it was a close game.
You know, throughout the whole night, it was like a nail biter. And bottom of the 10th is when they came back. And
bottom of the 8th. Bottom of the 8th is when the Indians came back.
Oh, that's what I meant. Bottom of the 8th when they came back. And then, of course, you know, when they went to 10 rounds. So, you know, they tried, and they had that rain delay on top of it.
You know what makes me happy today? That I know all those Indians fans thought they had it when they came back in the 8th. And you thought, oh, they got them. They're at home. But, you know, I just felt, I was worried, but I felt the Cubs had just played better all night.
Well, you must have sent that billy goat.
I sent that billy goat meat to the Reverend Dr. Lady. She was wrong, Dr. Lady Bishop. You said the Indians were going to win. She said Trump was going to win, so she might go 0 for 2 in the next few days. And by the way, did you know where Hillary was born?
I know somewhere in Illinois.
Chicago.
Oh, it was Chicago?
So think about that one.
But she must be a Cubs fan.
Well, I'm sure she is. She's saying, what do you want to hear? We just did Harry. We actually have Hillary Clinton singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Harry Carey.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, this was 1994. April the 4th, 1994. Hillary Clinton and Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I bet some listeners just tuned out because of this. I wonder if she ever sent Harry an email.
I don't know.
Was it on a private server? You never know. Okay, we have to get it up here for a second, folks, before we can get it to you. It's coming, though. I promise. Here it is, April 4th, 1994, Harry Carey and Hillary Clinton.
Now listen, you know who's here today. The First Lady.
Wait a second, folks. Our thing got caught in the ringer there. We have a very tentative machine here. So I've turned that down a little bit. Open that back up, and here we go.
The First Lady, and she's expressed a desire to sing our song. So, here's how we do it. I hope Gary has forgotten the tune. I hope you haven't forgotten the words. I hope I haven't forgotten the words. And I hope you haven't forgotten the words. A one, a two, offering. Take me out to the ball. Me out to the ball. Buy me some.
By the way, if you want to watch that on YouTube, just go to YouTube and search Hillary Clinton and Harry Caray. And why you don't hear her very much in that is because Harry's whipping that microphone around there. I don't think he ever got it in front of her face the entire time.
Oh, Lord. They should have had her own mic.
Oh, Harry didn't like that. Harry wanted to whip that mic around there. That was the old Harry Caray. Can you believe it? The Cubs are the World Series champions.
Oh, by one point.
Well, I don't think that. Oh, Donald Trump sang it too. Well, we got to be fair. We got to be fair. He didn't sing it with Harry, but he sang it with Melania, I think. Hold on. We'll be fair. This was after Harry died. This was. I don't know when this was, but you want to hear Donald sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"?
Sure. Why not?
Be fair today. Got to be fair in politics. Here we go. Donald Trump alone at Wrigley Field. No Harry Caray. He gets to hold the mic, I think.
One, two, three, take me out to the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, I don't care if I never come back, it's root, root, root for the home team, if they don't win it's a shame, for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, okay. If you're on American Idol, Sean, where do you rate that one?
Last. Well, that was horrible.
Who's the better singer of Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Harry Caray.
Is it Harry and Hillary or Don and Melania?
Well, it has to be Hillary and... That was, you couldn't even hear her.
Well, he didn't put the mic in her face either. There must be a thing there about putting the mic in somebody's face. Holy Moses Malone. Nobody's going to steal any of these prizes off me today with 5 minutes left. What was the Cubs' original name? What was the Cubs' original name? Or tell me, what was the name of the Billy Goat in The Curse of the Billy Goat? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You can get cupcakes from To Die For Cupcakes. You can get Pop Sensations popcorn. You can get CRT cups. You can get T-shirts. You can get, what else do we have here? Columbus Zoo tickets with the zoo lights coming up in about 20 days. We've got Hemmerly's Flowers here. What was the first name, team name of the Chicago Cubs, or what was the name of the Billy Goat? You have 4 minutes, 740-383-9944, and I think we did political favorites there. We did both of the Take Me Out to the Ball Games.
Yeah.
Did we not?
Yep.
We did not play favorites.
We're not biased.
No, we're not biased. Heaven forbid, that's the last thing we want to be. Or if you want to comment on the game or anything else out there, 740-383-9944. A real sad one for the Indians.
You know,
no, I feel bad for them.
They could not catch the ball last night. I don't know how many times
they haven't caught the ball very well in the last three games.
Yeah, I'm not sure what. I mean, last night was the first time I really got to watch because I had to work every night. But I got home and got the tail end of it.
Well, the game was on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I was busy Sunday.
I'm just. It was a tremendous, tremendous World Series. Seven games, rain delays. The whole, well, you being an Indians fan, how did you, since we've all talked to Cubs fans today, let's be fair, how did you feel when they tied it up in the eighth?
I thought I was going to overturn it, but they just couldn't get their grip. You know, and they had to walk a couple people, and then the Cubs had the bases loaded, and as soon as they got that single hit, they missed that ball, and I was like, well, it's going to be hard to come back.
Well, what in your mistake was the error they made?
Well, first of all, you know, getting doing bases loaded at the very end was not. I mean, I understand they had a walk that guy.
They walked two guys.
Yeah, and what was his name? They had a walk.
Well, they walked two different guys, but I don't know why he was really good for the Cubs. Yeah, but why would you walk two? I understand walking one.
Yeah,
but why would you walk to load the bases?
That's a good question. That was an error on the behalf on that, but you know. At least they got it down to 1 point. I mean, they tried, and in between the rain delay and all that happened.
They tried. The Indians certainly gave it a gallant effort last night. I'll certainly say that they did the best they could with what they had.
It was a heck of a World Series.
Oh, couldn't have been better. People are calling it the best World Series in the history of World Series games. Now, I do want to fill people in on those trivia questions. Even though I just lost him here. Isn't that great? I just lost him. We want to get him quick. Okay, you still have time to answer him. 740, because I got to look him up again. 740-383-9944. The questions are, what was the first name of the Chicago Cubs? Take a guess or tell me what was the name of the Billy Goat that was in the Curse of the Billy Goat, which is gone now. No more Curse of the Billy Goat. The Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop ate that barbecue piece of raw Billy Goat. And it's all over. Okay, here they are. The first name of the Chicago Cubs was the Chicago White Stockings. That was their first name. And the name of the Billy Goat was Murphy. Murphy the Billy Goat. And that comes from... what happened was this goat was not allowed in the entrance in Wrigley Field in Game 4 of the 1945 World Series because the goat smelled. Therefore, the man, Sanus, cursed the Cubs, supposedly keeping them from making it to the World Series since 1945. Well, Sanus is done, and the Billy Goat's done. Would you let the goat in there?
Yeah.
Well, they said it smelled. We didn't see Terry Tackett today. He's probably still crying. He's an Indians fan as well.
Yeah.
Didn't go well for him last night either. Well, you know what? Before I sign off this program, I'm going to go back to last night because it is a big moment. The last out. Yeah, roll your eyes. It's all over for you. Roll your eyes. I told you. I'm not the kind of guy to say I told you so, but I told you so. The last out of the 2007 World Series. Here it is. Chicago Cubs, 108 years. They took it away.
Stockpiled and utilized, and Theo Epstein has not missed out. And they've hit on some lucky trades where you don't know what you're going to get. They're in position, and everybody will forget about a lot if they can get three more outs.
So we can get to that point where the Cubs won the game. Okay, we're getting there. Stay with us here. We have a minute. Okay, here it is. Whoa. I think we lost the thing there. See, this is the problem with technology. You never know where you're going. Here is what I wanted, I think. But we get, I tell you what, why didn't anybody have these? This is why I need an engineer, like Charlie Evers says. This is why I need an engineer. And you know what? I don't think that was it either. Oh, this is becoming horrible. Okay. This is it.
The plate, and you've got a base dealer at first in Rajay Davis. Decent move out of Montgomery. Not a good arm, Montero. Curveball delight, look for the ball in the dirt, and if you think you've got the opportunity, steal a bag, because the odds of getting multiple hits here with two outs, although the Indians have done it before. Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally 7-10.
And it indeed is over for this day for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean, but are too afraid.